I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel.
Is it time to see Sturridge and Origi up front together? By Emma Sanders. Divock Origi and Daniel Sturridge have both proven to be huge assets for Liverpool, but they rarely play alongside each other because Jurgen Klopp prefers to play with a lone centre forward. The striker is supported by two forwards as a part of an attacking three, and their role changes due to the dynamism required. The player in the middle must be willing to rotate and move among the front three to create space for the creative attacking players to move into. It's an effective system, and it has definitely worked so far for Liverpool, but does it rely too much on personnel? Klopp has used Roberto Firmino as a false number nine for the majority of his time in charge, and the Brazilian has become so accustomed to the role that he can no longer be seen as false. He's led the attack with intensity and flair, and alongside Felipe Coutinho and Sadio Mane, he's formed one of the best attacking forces in the Premier League. However, when Coutinho was ruled out for 6 weeks through injury, it changed things. Liverpool have some serious attacking talent in Sturridge and Origi, but aside from youngsters Ben Woodburn and Shea Ojo, there are no other outright wingers like Mane. It meant somebody's position had to be compromised, and that was never going to be Mane, seeing as he was the only player predominantly suited to the wide role. Either Origi would come into the side as a straight swap, playing slightly out of position but in a role he has also performed in, or Firmino would have to take Coutinho's place and allow one of the centre forwards to come into the side. It was the latter which happened, but it's come at a huge cost for Liverpool, as arguably their best performer has now become somewhat ineffective and forgotten. Firmino is not incapable of playing out wide, but it does not play to his strengths. And Origi and Sturridge are usually lone strikers, not attackers who are used to moving across a front three. It means the balance of the side has been shifted slightly, and although Liverpool still retained a high level of success, the balance has now been disrupted even further with Mane's absence. So is it time to change formation or continue to reshuffle personnel? Wednesday evening's performance against Southampton suggests a change needs to be made because too many players are now playing out of position and their strengths are being compromised. Adam Lallana played as part of a front three and everyone knows he struggled in the role under Brendan Rodgers. He has been sensational in a central midfield role and it's crucial he remains there. One way of getting the best out of Klopp's players is to bring Origi and Sturridge into the side as a centre-forward pairing. It would mean Firmino would still be forced to play in a wide attacking role, but he would be able to interchange alongside Lallana and Coutinho, which they did so effectively at the start of the season. Indeed, the formation change would be a huge risk, and it could potentially leave gaps in behind, but James Milner and Nathaniel Clyne would have to act as wing-backs alongside Jordan Henderson in a lone defensive midfield role. If the Reds could pull it off, they would be able to utilise Sturridge, Origi, Firmino, Lallana and Coutinho all in attacking roles, and that would be a force to terrorise any defence in the Premier League. Perhaps Alberto Moreno would be better suited to the box-to-box wing-back role over Milner, but there's potential for Joe Gomez and Trent Alexander-Arnold to come into the side to replace Milner and Clyne in those roles. Perhaps it's the kind of formation you'd try to implement in a game of FIFA, but it's clear something needs to change, and so far switching personnel has provided inconsistent results. Sturridge has shown how effective he can be as part of a centre-forward partnership when he produced his best season ever alongside Luis Suarez. Origi is yet to really be tested in that role, but he has the pace to run in behind defenders, while Sturridge likes to collect the ball from midfield. There are suggestions it could work, but you'll never know until you try. Well, before absences made this something that was almost necessary to consider. I've heard this shout of Emma's before for Origi and Sturridge as a partnership, this idea that people have, this memory of a two up front with Sturridge and Suarez. Obviously, you're talking about a very different dynamic between those two players, and you are also talking about a very different dynamic with the players around them. But it's undeniably attractive as a prospect, were it to function. I'd have my doubts as to whether the knock-on effect throughout the midfield would make it worthwhile doing. I genuinely hate, I really, really, really detest being one of the people who rows in behind one of these common moans, but I don't really 100% think that with Sturridge you've got that level of pressing and harrying that is necessary in Jurgen Klopp 11 at the moment. I want to say that that's nonsense, but my eyes tell me otherwise, and I love the player. I think he's unrivaled in terms of quality and talent in the Premier League if he's on form. I wouldn't swap him for a fully fit on form Daniel Sturridge for anybody, none of them. But I do think that we are not seeing that player at the moment. I really worry that we may never see that player again. Origi haven't been so hot for such a long time there, that lovely 5-goal, 5-game streak. He's struggling, but he's been in and out. So maybe there's an argument to be made for this, to stick with it for a period of time in Mane's absence. Look, it's undeniably exciting and attractive as a potential option. Whether we have, like I say, the wherewithal to make it work around a two, including Daniel Sturridge, is another thing. But look, it's an interesting shout by Emma, and I think there'll be plenty of people that support it. If it works against Manchester United, we'll all be happy. Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.